Further witness is the sergeant at arms. There's our Schlomi. And then there is the chief whip of the opposition, as well as the deputy chief whip of the majority party. Insofar as the chief whip of the opposition is concerned, I'm informed that the gentleman, Mr. Johannes Stiernesen, is apparently not available today. I'm not sure if that has been conveyed to the Secretariat, Mr. Chairman. I understand that the gentleman is apparently attending the funeral of the late Mr. Watty Watson. I'm told that insofar as the deputy chief whip of the majority party is concerned, there is some logistical issue which might see Ms. Schlakude arriving somewhat later this afternoon, but we can, I'm not sure, Mr. Chairman, whether you want to wish to deal with that now or later.
Thank you, Mr. Van Voor. We are aware of the funeral of the former member of parliament, Mr. Watson, and we have been informed, of course, that it is happening today in Victoria, and it is understandable that the chief whip of the Democratic Alliance is going to attend that. And the other issue, of course, is the deputy chief whip of the majority party. We also got the information that he's arriving late this afternoon around 4, and being around 15, maybe around 5, which, of course, is that we would try to give them an opportunity to appear. If the chief whip of the Democratic Alliance as well will be in the parliamentary prison, there's nothing that will stop him from being given opportunity after that specific time. And I think we will just simply watch the space and time, and if he completes and is still available to appear today, then to be able to do the opportunity. I'm sure members will not have a problem with that, because it is them that wanted these two honorable members to come and assist them with the kind of evidence that they wanted on specific issues. Therefore, it should be a problem if all of them are able. And from the chair, I can indicate that we can wait for them, whether it's up to 8 o'clock in the night, and then to accelerate that evidence from them, it shouldn't be a problem. I think that should be the way. I think before we finish with the witnesses that we have, I think we have actually agreed on the time of suspension to wait for the specific members, and probably we would have had adequate information about their actual availability. And we will make those specific announcements as time proceeds. You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Then there are two further witnesses which the committee wished to give evidence. The first is Minister Mashlobo, the Minister of State Security, and the next is Minister Kwele, now the Minister of Telecommunications. I am informed that those two ministers are abroad until the 26th of October, Minister Mashlobo, that is, and Minister Kwele until the 28th of October. I'm not sure, Mr. Chairman, if you and your committee wish to deal with it at this time. I'd much rather call the two officials who are here and who are standing ready to give evidence, and the committee can then at an appropriate time deal with the balance of the issues.
Yes, that's correct. I think we may proceed then to deal with that at the end of the witnesses that are available.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There was, during the reading of the evidence of Mr. Castle, an issue raised that it might be that the Parliament's equipment, the talk button, for example, microphone equipment and other electronic equipment at the desk or chair of each Member of Parliament in the National Assembly might not have been working properly, either for all of the session on 21 August 2014, or certainly for that part of the session at which various members wanted to intervene but suggested that there was an issue with the equipment. Mr. Chairman and the members of your committee, you will recall that there was then, during the engagement of the committee with Mr. Castle of some 4 hours and 20 minutes, various questions and propositions put to Mr. Castle as to the state of the equipment on the day, whether or not the equipment had been checked. There was a question asked as to whether audits are carried out, and if so, with what regularity or frequency are those audits carried out. Arising out of that, the committee then took the view that it would be appropriate for Mr. Ravi Polia, who is the head of Parliament's Information, Communications and Technology Department or Division, to come and give evidence. Mr. Polia is available and standing ready to do so. I propose that we invite Mr. Polia into this venue, Mr. Chairman, and whilst we do that, if we may distribute a bundle of documents, which Mr. Polia will also refer to.
Okay, agreed. Let's have the document and let the witness come in as well. Keep all of them now.